Take your Bibles, if you will, please, and turn to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31, one verse is our text verse, verse 28. And I want to speak just for the next few minutes on how to love your mother. How to love your mother. I believe that it is a high priority to show appreciation to all people. We should, as Christians, be that way and have that mindset, but especially right on the top of that list should be mothers. Mothers deserve to be honored and to be loved. Proverbs 31, verse 28, those verses are a description of a wonderful Christian mother and the vanity of all human courses, but here the Bible says, her children arise up and call her blessed. They brag on her. They say, there's nobody like her. They call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. I believe that we need to show love to our mothers. Amen. We need to do it while we have opportunity. The day will come too soon where you will not have that opportunity. Sometimes it's already very premature. But we need to love our mothers. How do you do that? Well, number one, I think we need to love them verbally. Use words. Love them verbally. You ought to love your mother and the mother of your children. Your mother and the mother of your children, and love them with words. Love them verbally. Tell her how much you appreciate her. Tell your mother how much you love her. That'll do something for her and do something to her if you'll just let her know that. Don't just assume that she knows that. Tell her that you love her. And use some words. You don't have to be pretentious, but just use some words to let her know that you really do love her, and not only that you love her, but tell her why you love her. I love you, Mother, and here's why I love you. Here's a poem that my daughter sent to my mother back in 2000. And I filed it because I thought it was nice. And at the top it says, Mom, I appreciate all that you have done for me. Just listen to some of these things, see if you can relate to it. I appreciate the many prayers you've whispered during the worst moments in my life and the many hopes for my success and all that I dreamed of. I appreciate the kind wishes that would make me so happy and fulfilled, and the gentle words of encouragement that were meant to strengthen my quest. I appreciate the moments of sorrow you experienced during my failures, and the little gestures of kindness that always made me feel better. I appreciate your acceptance, your ability to understand, and the sincere friendship that always gave me such security. I appreciate the wisdom of all the lessons you taught and the meaning behind the words unconditional love. I appreciate all you've done, every word and gesture. I know you've been the best there is, a mother beyond all compare, for all you've done. Thank you, Mom, for all that you are. I love you. And she signed it with loves and kisses, hugs and kisses. The poem was actually by Regina Hill, but my daughter sent that to her mother, and she said, I love you and miss you. Well, I thought that was pretty sweet. And in that, she was trying to say to her mother, there are a lot of reasons that I really love you, and they were good reasons, and that reflected that. Tell her that you love her. Tell her why. Tell your mother you love her because she's prayed for you. See, most of us wouldn't be where we are right now if we didn't have praying mothers. You know that? I thank God I had a praying mother. She was not real flamboyant with it and all, but I believe she was a praying mother. And I know that there were occasions in my life when there might be a storm in the area or danger or something, and my mother would say, well, let's pray. God's going to protect us. Maybe my daddy was working in Texas, the only place he could get carpenter work at the time. And we would be there, but Mother would pray. And many, many, many times I would know that she prayed for me. And there have been those times that I've been able, she's with the Lord now, but times that I was able to say, Mother, I'm thankful for your prayers. And I know that she prayed a lot for me. Thank God for praying mothers. Amen. Thank her for encouraging you. There are many times you would probably have quit and thrown in the towel if your mother hadn't encouraged you. Now, I know that everybody was not able to be blessed to have a mother like this. But I'm speaking of the majority of the people, the majority of the folks who had a mother, and especially in the context of a godly mother. But a mother who would be an encourager. My mother was always an encourager. I'm thankful I had a Christian mother and a mother that encouraged me. And she was not one that put you down, but one that tried to encourage you. She would say, you can do it. Go do it. And whatever it might be, she was an encourager. Tell your mother, and I'm sure many of you would say, oh yeah, I can relate to that. My mother encouraged me and still encourages me. And I'm thankful for that. Tell her that you appreciate her encouragement. And tell her you're thankful for all the sorrow that you caused and she put up with. I know that I caused my mother some sorrow. There are different times in my life. And I would imagine that everybody here has some of those times you wish you could take back. And you really wish it had never happened. And I can think of some of those things, but, you know, I know it broke my mother's heart. There were some times that I know that I crushed her heart. But even during that time, she stood with me and by me and never gave up. And I'm thankful that she was that kind of mother, a mother that would encourage, a mother that would put up with all of that sorrow because love sees through that. Love has to be tough, but love has to be has stick-a-to-itiveness to it also. And we have to be, our mothers are mothers that go through the sorrow that we bring them sometimes in our life. I think we ought to thank them for their acceptance and friendship. I'm glad that my mother was not only my mother, but she was a friend. And I don't mean that in a light way. I don't think we ought to get so casual that we act like our mother, you know, that a teenager acts like their mother's a teenager with them and they do all of that kind of thing. But I believe that we need to be thankful and let them know that we're thankful for their acceptance and their friendship. I'm glad that I had security as I was growing up. So many kids don't have that today, but my mother gave me security. She made me feel loved. She knew that I needed to feel secure, and I felt secure, and I'm glad of that, and I told her that on numerous occasions. We ought to thank them for the wisdom they've given us and the lessons they've taught us. Oh, I know sometimes when you're younger, you don't want to hear that. You know, when I was a teenager, man, I knew everything. You know, getting a teenager to settle down is like nailing jello on a tree. You know, it's just awful hard to do. And I was sort of like that myself. But thank God for the fact that my mother gave me some good wisdom. And she would take the time to sit me down and talk to me about honesty and about respect. And even back in those days, she taught me to say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And to respect the elders and so on and so forth. Back in those days, we didn't get the banana pudding at the dinner on the ground until all the adults went through first. Now the kids go through, but we had to wait. And I always watched that banana pudding. I thought, it's going down, it's going down. There won't be any left. And sometimes there wasn't any left. But that's just the way it was. But my mother taught me some great lessons of wisdom, how to treat people and how to respect other people's rights. And many of those things, and I know that you're relating to that. Tell your mother you're thankful for the wisdom that she taught you and the lessons that she taught you. I thank my mother, I guess, the most. If she were here today and in this audience, I would say it to her publicly. Mother, I thank you for your unconditional love. Unconditional love. I believe that's so important. Mothers, that you give your children unconditional love. You don't have to agree with everything they're doing, but be there to love them and have unconditional love. Love that if they mess up and call back and say, can I come back home? I'd like to come back home. You don't say, no, you messed up. Stay out of the house. I don't want you back. That's not unconditional love. Unconditional love is if they have a repentant attitude like the prodigal and they come home, I think you ought to open the doors and say, come on in. I'm here for you. I brought you into this world. I love you. And I'm glad that my mother had unconditional love. Well, there were sometimes if I had been her, I would have probably kicked me out of the house and said, you stay gone. And some of those times that I created some problems for her. But thank God for a mother's unconditional love. And mothers, may I encourage you to give that to your children. I'm thankful that my mother was a dependable kind of person. She was a lady of her word. That's the kind of person that's described in Proverbs 31. My mother was a woman of her word. Was she perfect? No. No, she wasn't perfect. But compared to many mothers, she was a great mother. And she was a godly mother and a Christian mother. And I believe that we ought to tell them often that we thank them for such things. Now, if distance and a problem, you say, well, my mother doesn't live around here, pick up the telephone and call her. Amen. Go home this afternoon and call her. And spend a little money. If you got a cell phone, it won't cost you much extra anyway. Pick up your phone and call her if you can't get by to tell her that. If you can, I'd go by as often as I could to let her know that. And I think, secondly, we ought to just love them physically. Love them verbally. Tell them. And then love them physically. Let them know with hugs and kisses. Oh, I know some of you guys just think you cannot lower yourself to give your mother a kiss on the cheek or on the forehead, but you ought to do it every once in a while. It will not hurt you to do that. It'll help you, and it'll sure be a blessing to her. It'll mean a lot to her if you'll do that. Love her. Give her some hugs. Give her some kisses. My mother was a little short lady. Sometimes I would hug her and give her a big old bear hug until she said, you hurt me, and I'd have to let go, you know. She was a tiny lady, a small lady. But I loved to hug my mother and be around her and let her know that I loved her. And I think you ought to do that. We should. That's something that is easy for us to do, and we can do that. You remember that she touched your life with touch before you were ever born. She carried you around, depending on how long it took, but probably around 9 months, and had that first contact with you in many, many ways. And believe me, that baby, by the way, from conception is a child, amen? That's our position, because it's a biblical position. And she loved you, and there were many times, you know, you think that they don't grasp anything in the womb. They do. Sometimes mothers play music to them. They hear that music. And many other things. And you touched their lives first. Your mothers touched you first. And we need to touch their lives early in our lives. How many times has your mother put her hand on your forehead when you had a fever and said, you got a fever? I remember my mother doing that one time. Another fellow and I skipped school. My son's here. Don't listen to this. My grandson's too young to hear it, so don't tell him. All right? This is one of those days we just decided to ride his new moped and go out and go swimming. We found a swimming hole. There's always a swimming hole around back in those days. The only thing was we went to sleep out in the hot sun in northeast Louisiana. And we slept longer than we had intended to. We had been swimming a long time. We woke up in time. I woke up in time to get back home so Mother wouldn't have any idea of what I had done. And finally she looked at me and she said, you're awfully red. And she put her hand on my forehead and said, you have a temperature. I wonder what's wrong with you. And about that time she touched my back and I flinched. And she said, let me see your back. And there were blisters all over my back. And she got the vinegar and put on it. Yeah, that was really nice. I remember her loving touch. And scolded me, and we had a little talk after I felt better. But I can remember many a time my dear mother ministering to me with her hands. There's some poems out there about the hands of a mother. The hands of a mother are precious, aren't they? They're precious. And how many times have they touched your life and ministered to you and did some things for you and a lot of different things in your life? Early weeks, the months, the many years that followed. The touch. Hug your mother and let her know that you love her. Give her a good old kiss every once in a while, and that'll be a blessing to her. And then give them some time. We're living in a day and age when everybody's so busy. I mean, we're going to and fro, back and forth, in and out, up and down. We're involved in so many things. We're so busy. If your mother's around, dear friend, give your mother some time. It wouldn't hurt you sometimes just sit down and listen to how she feels. Did you know mothers have bad days too? Mothers have some times that they need to talk. They just need a child to sit down and do nothing, maybe drink a cup of coffee or whatever, or just sit and listen to them. Let them talk. Think of all the time she's invested in you. All the time she sat down and you say, "Mother, I need to ask you something. I need to talk to you about something." And she sat down on the side of your bed. You know, teenagers, when they come in, they'll come in at 10, 11 o'clock at night. They don't want to talk to you all day, but 11 o'clock at night, they want to talk. That's when they want to talk. And that's a good time to talk. But remember all of that and think of the time that your mother's given you. She's invested in you. Cooking meals and ironing and washing your clothes, taking you to Sunday school, helping you with school lessons, staying up and burning the midnight oil to get you through so you could make at least a passing grade. And teaching you, taking time to do that, taking you shopping. You can go on in ad infinitum. Just so many different things. It represented time that your mother has spent with you. Don't you think they deserve a little time too? We need to take some time. It may be out of your way a little bit once in a while to go by her house, but go. It may be out of your way a little bit once in a while to call her and say, "I'm going to pick you up and take you to a meal." Or maybe if mom and dad are both living, take both of them, whatever the situation may be. But love them and give them some time. They've given you a whole lot of time and given us a whole lot of time. You also should accept your mother as she is. Accept your mother. When you know what's going on in her life, if you really knew, you might be more acceptable of what she's going through. Many times, because we do not understand them all together. Nobody really totally understands anybody, I don't think. But if you were to understand what was going on in their life, you would know to accept your mother better. And even when you don't understand her, listen to me, young people and others, even when you do not understand everything your mother does or doesn't do, love her anyway. Love her anyway. You're not perfect. She's not perfect. But show her that kind of love. And that would be important and good for you to do. She has difficult times too. And you need to love her. She needs your love. Love her generously. What do you mean, preacher? Love her and give her what's best for her. Not always just what's best for you. So many times we just take and take and take and take and take from mother instead of giving to mother. Give teenagers, not only you, but adults too, but teenagers, give some things back to your mother. Not necessarily gifts. Just obeying them, just minding them, just trying to do what they ask you to do and following their will for you. That's something the Bible teaches anyway. That's a wise thing for a child to do. Love her generously. Don't always be selfish, but do what's best for your mother once in a while. And let her know that you appreciate her by doing that. And then accept her forgivingly. Forgivingly. She may have mistreated you at some point. She may not have always done the wise things. But if she asks you to forgive her, and by the way, it isn't a bad thing for a mother or daddy once in a while when they're wrong to go to their children and say, "I'm sorry." That'll make you bigger in their eyes. You say, "No, it'll diminish my position." Not really. Sometimes you need to say you're sorry. And sometimes when they do, we need to say, "I forgive you." And treat your mother with forgiveness. Maybe she did wrong. Maybe she wasn't always right in the marriage. Or maybe she didn't treat your father just right. Or I don't know what it might be. But if they ask for forgiveness, forgive them. If they have a repentant heart, forgive them. How many things has God forgiven you for? How many times has God forgiven you? And sure, sometimes mothers are wrong. They can be wrong. But if she wrongs you, listen, if your mother wrongs you and she doesn't know it, if she's failed you and she doesn't know it, if you have something in your heart against her and she doesn't know it, may I encourage you, don't tell her. What good is that going to do? Don't even tell her. Just get alone between you and God and you work it out. And let your mother be the mother that she really wants to be. And settle up between you and God. Express love toward your mother. And that'll be a blessing to her and to you. And then love her cheerfully. What do you mean? Laugh with her. Cut up with her. Don't be disrespectful, but enjoy your mother. Have fun with your mother. Be yourself with your mother. Let her be herself. I used to have more fun with my mother. We had a lot of fun together. And I could have a lot of fun with her. Sometimes it was, I remember when I first got a car with electric windows. And I had the controls over there by my seat. And mother wasn't used to that. And I knew that as we were riding about 70 miles an hour down the road, if I lowered that window right quick, it'd scare her really bad. And I did, and she said, "Oh, what's going on?" She wasn't used to the electric windows. And I laughed. That was sort of cruel, but I laughed. I enjoyed it. And then she hit me on the shoulder, and we laughed about it. I remember another time we lived in an apartment. I was a seminary student. We were in seminary. And we lived in apartments close to General Motors out here in Arlington. And General Motors was replacing all of the smokestacks. They were going green way back when it wasn't popular to go green. They were going green then, and they had helicopters coming in. And those welders would take off those old smokestacks, and they would lift them with that helicopter, take them out over a field, and drop them. And so I said, "Mother, come here and watch this." We were on the second story, and I knew exactly where they were going to go. I knew exactly where they were going to drop it. And so I said, "Watch these guys. They're taking those off." And so they were coming through there, and I said, "Boy, I hope he didn't drop that thing." I said, "My goodness, he's getting close to the highway over there." And all of a sudden he released it. And I just hollered and hollered, "Oh, no, oh, no." She panicked. "Oh, I wonder how many people got killed. Oh, I wonder," you know. And I said, then I started laughing. I said, "I knew where he was going to drop it, Mom. He dropped it in a field." Hey, those are precious memories to me. Among some others. My nephew and I one time made her a cake. And we put, it was a cartoon character's name on there. And I'm not going to say it because I don't know if it's good or bad. I just remember that there was a cartoon character by that name. And so we made her a green icing cake. And I put on there that name. And the minute she looked at it, she threw it in a trash can. And she said, "That's not nice. Don't put that on anything else." I never have figured out when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask her who Grandma Gertie was. But at any rate, some of you know now. But at any rate, I put it on there. Those are good memories. But we had a lot of fun together. And I could give you many more memories. And you're thinking of some with your mother, I hope, that you had. But I want to ask you this. Does your mother smile when she thinks about you? I think my mother smiled and laughed out loud. But at any rate, let them know that. And then love them honorably. What do you mean, preacher? By the way you live. Your mother and daddy brought you up to love Jesus. They brought you up in church. They introduced you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You got saved. No doubt your mother had a lot to do with that. Mothers influencing the children, having more time with the children, generally speaking, than the father. There may be some exceptions to that, but generally speaking, more so. And the way that you live today ought to reflect the way your mother taught you. If she was a godly mother, and a mother that was in church, and a mother that tried to bring you upright, even though she was not perfect, you should be thankful and honor your mother. And your mother should be able to look at you when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and maybe even from heaven, if such a thing exists, and say, "That's my son, that's my daughter, I'm really proud of them." Proud in the right sense. Not just proud because they're educated or have things or material-minded, but proud because they love Jesus and they live for Jesus. And I believe that they deserve the right to be proud. And if you've had a godly mother, I don't know of anything that would honor that mother any more than to know that you're in church serving God, living for Jesus, and living a good, godly life. That would honor her. It would honor Jesus too. And I believe that a godly son and a godly daughter who loves God with all their heart and serves God, that would be something that would honor her. And somebody who loves their family, that would honor her. And somebody that loves their mother, that would honor her. Do you love your mother? If you do, demonstrate it. Let her know it. And don't be ashamed of it. And really express that. And I hope you have plans and have perhaps already done it and have plans to do it today. Get on the phone. Call her. Go by and see her if you can today. Take her out to eat if you can. At least have some kind words and spend some time with her and let her know that you love her and appreciate her. And I believe God says in His Word that He's pleased with that. God is pleased with that. Honor your mother and father. And that's one of the important things that God told us to do. Honor your mother. Do you love your mother? How do you demonstrate that you love her? Let me tell you this too. God loves you. God loves you maybe more than your mother loves you. And a mother's love, who can measure a mother's love? But who can measure the love of God? Nobody. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's love is like a mother's love. God's love is the love that is demonstrated. How did He demonstrate it? He died for you on the cross of Calvary. He paid the sin debt so that you can be saved today. Come to Christ. He loves you. He shed His blood for you on the cross of Calvary. He demonstrated. He didn't just say, I love you. He demonstrated. And He gave His life on the cross for your sin. And you can be saved today, my dear friend. If you'll accept the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be born again. And may I ask you as a Christian, not only do you love your mother, but do you love Jesus? And are you living for Him today? Let's stand, please. In a moment, we're going to have an invitation. If you're here without Christ, would you come and receive Him as your Savior? Some of you, your mother's prayed for you for years that you might be saved. Why not come today and receive Christ? Some of you need to rededicate your life, no doubt. Maybe some of you need to take your mother by the hand and say, Mother, I love you. Let's go pray together. I'm not too embarrassed to go down to the altar and pray with you. And I'm not trying to force you to do that, but if God were to lead you, do that, whatever the need may be. But spend some time and be committed to let your mother know that you thank God for a godly mother and that you love her, and express that. And don't be ashamed to do it. And that'll be a blessing to her. Mothers deserve that kind of notoriety and that kind of praise and that kind of honor according to the Bible. Father, we thank You today for godly mothers. There may be a mother here who isn't saved today. I pray that she would be saved. Maybe a dad here who isn't saved, that I pray he would come to Christ. I pray, Lord, that You would speak to all of our hearts and remind us of the importance of encouraging and in some measure returning the blessings that our mothers have given to us back to them. To follow the Word of God. To honor our mothers, even as the Bible says in Proverbs, that the children would honor her and her husband would rise up and call her blessed. Lord, I pray now that You would just encourage us to do that. Thank You for our godly mothers. Bless their lives. Meet their needs and encourage their hearts today. Be with those who have lost their mothers and help them to be comforted and know that they'll see them again someday in heaven. And that they would live for Jesus like she would want them to be doing that now. And God, may You bless us and encourage us. Help those who need to rededicate their lives to do it today. In Jesus' name we ask it.